Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
His name is Sandeep, but I'm going to call him Sandy for ease of communication and to keep him happy. He likes being referred to as Sandy. Sandy is an artist and he has taken his art to the streets. He has spray paint cans and he decided to start painting speed breakers. Sandy, why? He's an artist. His name is Sandeep, but I'm going to call him Sandy for ease of communication and to keep him happy. He likes being referred to as Sandy. Sandy is an artist and he has taken his art to the streets. He has spray paint cans and he decided to start painting speed breakers. Sandy, why?
It is an old story. Goes back to days of my college, where I lost a good old friend due to an unmarked speed breaker.
It was an unmarked speed breaker?
Yeah, probably around about the 96, 97. A friend of mine happened to fly over an unmarked speed breaker close to my hands. He lay on the road for close to around 4 hours bleeding and he died of excessive bleeding. I personally took it on myself because I am a person who spent my son's first birthday as well with a broken jaw because of an unmarked speed breaker.
Oh, so it's happened
I've
to you
been
also?
Doing this. What happened to me as well. And this was just a couple of days before my son's first birthday. So I pretty much drank his birthday cake.
You couldn't eat it. Oh, boy.
The last recorded data, which was by Times of India, which is something that I read a couple of years back, says that every day there are close to around 11 to 12 crashes in Bangalore itself due to unmarked speed breakers.
11 to 12 crashes every day in the city because of unmarked speed breakers?
I guess people forget or there is a latency in marking speed breakers after the tarring is done.
Yes.
Yeah, the marking or the white marking normally happens probably 10, 15, 20 days and at times probably a month later. Since I was doing fine art, paint was always accessible.
Yeah.
So spray cans would normally be there. So that's when I realized that, you know, it's a quick fix. Somebody with a can of spray can probably mark a speed breaker for you in around 5 to 10 minutes. Just this white mark in a pitch black road is a blessing.
Yes, of course. But listen, are you breaking the law by painting the speed breakers? Do you know what the dimensions are? What should be done? Are you aware of that?
Now, let's put it this way. The speed breakers that are laid, half of them are not legal in the first place. I would rather call myself a good Samaritan. I'm just covering up somebody's tracks. Yeah.
Covering up someone's tracks. No, you're marking someone's tracks, literally. Sandy, that's cool. Yeah. So you just had spray paint cans and whenever you saw, which is the last speed breaker that you painted, if I can ask?
Well, the last one that I did was, so we formed the speed breaker at the entrance of Judicial Layout. And
the
irony was that it is at the entrance of Judicial Layout. And it was an unmarked speed breaker that leads to an underbridge, which is actually a little dangerous. We did start the job, but then I had to leave it halfway because too much of traffic and people started crowding in. If it's not finished, probably sometime, you know, during the week, I'd probably go back sometime in the night and finish. Morning number one, baby,
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.